This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. The notice will be moved by three Congress members, Muhammad Javed, K. Suresh and Mallu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among members. The resolution to remove the Speaker was not taken up yesterday due to opposition's uproar over their demand on the discussion on West Asia. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha will continue discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. The Upper House is also scheduled to take up the discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Chairman of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lamichane, and Senior Leader of the RSP, Balendra Shah, on their electoral victories and the RSP's resounding success in Nepal's elections. In his telephone conversations with them, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes for their forthcoming new government and India's commitment to work with them for mutual prosperity, progress and well-being of the two countries. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that with joint endeavours, India and Nepal relations will scale new heights in the years ahead. In Nepal, counting for 165 seats under the first past the post system is complete. The counting for proportional representation is underway. Under the first past the post system, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 125 constituencies, Nepali Congress won 18 seats, UML has 10 seats, and NCP has won 8 seats. RPP has won 1 seat, Shram Sanskriti Party has won 3 seats, and an independent candidate has won 1 seat. The Election Commission had completed the counting of nearly 90% of the votes cast under the proportional representation system. So far, 6 political parties have crossed the PR threshold, with the RSP leading by significant margin. Any party must cross the PR threshold, which is by securing 3% of the valid votes. The government has issued order to oil refineries for higher LPG production and using such extra production for domestic use. This move came amid current geopolitical disruptions to fuel supply constraints on supply of LPG. In a social media post, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that the government has prioritized domestic LPG supply to households and introduced 25-day inter-booking period to avoid hoarding and black marketing. It said that non-domestic supplies from imported LPG is being prioritized to essential non-domestic sectors such as hospitals and educational institutions. Amid heightened volatility in the financial markets due to the ongoing West Asia conflict, SEBI Chairman Thuhin Kanta Pandey has urged investors to remain calm. Addressing an event to celebrate 30 years of Nifty 50 in Mumbai last evening, Mr. Pandey said, India's domestic fundamentals have continued to remain strong and provide resilience amid such uncertainties. Stating that global markets are currently experiencing turbulence as the war in West Asia has disrupted key shipping routes and triggered oil and gas supply stocks, leading to supply and demand side disruptions, Mr. Pandey said India too is deeply impacted by such developments. Ms. Sri Priya Ranganathan, Secretary, Consular, Passport and Visa and Overseas Indian Affairs in the Ministry of External Affairs, convened a virtual meeting with the Chief Secretaries of all states and union territories to discuss the evolving situation in West Asia and the Gulf region. During the meeting yesterday, Ms. Ranganathan highlighted key points from the Suomoto statement in Parliament yesterday by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said the meeting discussed steps to further strengthen the coordination with states, UTs, through MEA's Special Control Room, as well as through regional passport offices and MEA branch secretariats in India. Brent was down by about 8.5% at $92.50 a barrel. U.S. traded oil also fell around 9% to $88.60 a barrel. The prices are still about 30% higher than they were at the start of the conflict. The drop follows U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks that the war will be over very soon. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to escalate military action against Iran if Tehran attempts to block oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz, while at the same time predicting the conflict could end sooner than expected. And that is the end of this news bulletin.